愿大家平安。
Peace be to you all, brothers and sisters.
我想继续跟大家来查考竭力取悦神。
And I would like to continue to talk about the topic of striving to please God.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let us turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
First Thessalonians chapter 4
第一节
First one. Finally, brothers, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more.
这里保罗说你们受了我们的教训就知道怎样行可以讨神的喜悦。我就要照着你们现在所行的更加的勉励。这个讨神喜悦是我们人生的一个很重要的目标。
And striving to please God is an important goal in our life.
为什么？
Why is that?
如果我们问你一个问题。
If I ask you a question.
在我们生活中谁最大？
In your life, who is the greatest?
那我想我们的答案应该不是我们自己吧。
And I guess the answer would not be ourselves.
最大应该是他的能力他的智慧一切都是大的。
And the greatest should be one who has great wisdom and also great abilities.
最大就是神。
And so the greatest should be God.
所以讨神喜悦这个是最重要的。
So it is the most important to please God.
因为在生活当中最大的是神。
Because in our life, the greatest one is God.
那如果讨他喜悦，我们一生跟神的关系会很亲密。
And if we please God, then we will have a close relationship with Him.
那这个是我们一生就有很多的体验了。
Then we'll have a lot of experience.
所以圣经说要学习，然后才能够讨神喜悦。
And therefore, the Bible said we need to learn how to please God.
成为我们生活一个目标。
And that we should make that a goal in our life.
所以说要怎么行可以讨神喜悦。
So what should we do so that we can please God?
那第三节。
Verse 3.
说神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫情。
It is God's will that you should be sanctified.
所以这个保罗的书信里面在讲讨神喜悦，然后接下去的下一件事情就在讲成为圣洁。
And so after Paul talked about we need to please God, he talks about how we should be holy.
所以这个成为圣洁是我们一个很重要的灵性努力的目标。
And so to strive to be holy is also an important goal in our journey of faith.
那我们就来再想一个问题。
And let's think about another question.
为什么要讨神喜悦一定要圣洁？
Why is it that we need to be holy in order to please God?
我们看利未记十九章。
Let us turn to Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记的十九章。
Leviticus 19.
第二节。
Verse 2, speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, Be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy.
这里神要摩西告诉以色列百姓说你们要圣洁。
Here the Lord through Moses speak to the Israelites and ask them to be holy.
这是一种要求。
That's a request.
下面说因为我主你的神是圣洁的。
And God continued to say, Because I, the Lord your God, am holy.
所以神本身是圣洁的。
So God himself is holy.
因此成为圣洁就是对神的本性的一个回应。
And to be holy, it's our response towards God's divine character.
因此如果那个圣洁的神我们本身没有用圣洁来回应他，我们跟神就会有问题。
If we do not respond with holiness towards this holy God, then there's something wrong with us.
为什么这样说？
Why do I say this?
我们来看约翰一书第一章。
Let's Turn to 1 John chapter 1. First John chapter 1, verse 7. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son purifies us from all sin.
这里说, 如果我们在光明中行, 这个光明就是没有罪, 圣洁。
And say, here, the light means a situation where there is no sin.
这是我们, 信仰一个追求的目标。
This is what we should pursue after in our faith.
要做到没有罪, 圣洁。
We need to strive to be holy, to be sinless.
那下面说, 如同神在光明中。
It says, as God is in the light.
神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
And God lives in this light that people could not draw near to.
然后我们就跟神能够彼此相交。
And then if we do so, then we can have fellowship with God.
所以一个非常卑微的人就能够跟一个非常伟大的神有相交。
And that is how a lowly man can have fellowship with this great holy God.
这个是神给我们一个极大的恩典。
That's the very great grace that God gave us.
因为人跟神不是对等的。
Because we, us, man and God is not on the same level.
神太伟大, 人太渺小。
God is so great, but yet man is so low.
那人能够跟神相交, 这是恩典。
And so for us to be able to fellowship with God is a great grace.
那要得到这个恩典有一个条件。
And there's a prerequisite for us to receive this grace.
就是在光明中行。
That is for us to walk in the light.
就是圣洁。
That is for us to be holy.
那跟神有相交, 才能够跟神亲密。
When we have fellowship with God, then we can be close to him.
那第六节说, 如果我们说跟神相交, 如行在黑暗, 就说谎了。
Verse 6 says, if we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie.
所以如果有一个人, 他说, 我跟神关系很好。
So if there's someone who claimed that he has a good relationship with God,
但是他活在黑暗里面,
but yet he lives in darkness,
也就是说不圣洁,
that is to say that he is not holy.
那这个人讲, 我跟神很好, 这句话不是事实。
And then the word that he uttered, that he has good relationship with God, is not a reality.
所以圣经说他是说谎。
That's why Bible said he lied.
为什么?
Why?
因为你没有圣洁就不可能跟神相交。
Because without being holy, it is impossible for us to have fellowship with God.
所以约翰福音才说光来到世界。
So in book of John it says the light come into the world.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音的第三章,
John chapter 3,
19节,
verse 19, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil.
这里说光来到世间就是主耶稣来世界。
This light that come into this world referred to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那为什么说他是光来到世界?
Why is it that he's the light that come into this world?
因为在他没有罪。
Because in him there is no sin.
所以是光来到世界。
Therefore he is the light that comes into this world.
那人为什么不愿意来靠近主耶稣?
But why is it that men are not willing to draw closer to Lord Jesus?
因为他爱黑暗。
Because men love darkness.
所以人在这个, 信仰的追求道路上, 没有办法亲近神。
So in pursuance of faith, a lot of time men are unable to draw closer to God.
因为他的行为在黑暗里面没有改变。
Because they still live in darkness and they have not yet changed.
有的是不愿意改变, 有的是不能改变。
Some is not willing to change, some could not change.
那这样啊, 跟神就有一个距离。
And therefore they have to stay within distance from God.
因此我们每一天的生活, 虽然我们是在人世间跟人在互动。
And so we live in this world, we have interaction with one another.
其实当我们跟人在互动的时候, 跟周围的环境在互动的时候, 我们就是跟神在互动。
But in fact, when we are interacting with other people and when we are interacting with our surroundings, we are interacting with God.
所以这个不能够分开来看。
We should not separate this.
当我面对神的时候, 我很圣洁。
we cannot say that when I am in front of God, I'm holy.
哦，但是当我面对人的时候，我跟大家一样，这不可能的。
But when I'm in face to face with other men, I am just like other people. This is not impossible.
所以这个做基督徒不是一天的基督徒。
And so we are not just Christian for one day.
也就是礼拜六的基督徒。
That is to say, we are only Christian on Saturdays.
哦，今天我要聚会，所以我。我来预备心来敬拜神。
Today I'm coming to church for service. I'm coming to worship God.
那等到聚完会回到家里面，主耶稣就放在教会里面，拜拜，我就过我自己的生活。
But when we leave this church, we left the Lord Jesus Christ here, and then we live our life as we please.
这个不可能的。
This is impossible.
我们每一天的生活。
In our everyday life.
在面对周围的环境，就是我们对神的圣洁的本性一种回应。
When we are interacting with others, this is a response that we show towards God.
所以如果我们礼拜一跟礼拜五，我说每一天的生活都很谨慎，我要在神面前有分别。那我们礼拜六来到教会，你祷告，你要敬拜神，神就非常的亲近我们。
If you live a life that is godly and watchful from Monday to Friday, then when you come to church on Saturdays, then you feel that you are drawing closer, you are very close with God.
因为圣洁的本身就是有分别。
Because being holy means you are set yourself apart.
没有分别就是没有圣洁。
When you are no different than others, then there's you're not holy.
那么回到离开教会以后，我们的生活方式、我们的想法、我们的观念都跟世界一样。
If apart from this church, your thoughts, your mind, and your lifestyle is the same as everybody else.
这个就没有分别，没有分别就是世俗，就是没有圣洁。
That means you are still living a very secular life. You are no different, and therefore you are not holy.
那我们来到教会要祷告，不会有什么体验。
When you come to church, when you pray, you will not experience anything.
那圣经里面有很清楚的例子。
And in the Bible, there's a clear example for this.
就是但以理。
That's Daniel.
好，我们现在看但以理书第一章。
Let us turn to Daniel chapter 1.
好，但以理书的第一章。
Daniel chapter
1. 这个但以理书第一章在描写但以理得到神的恩典。
Daniel chapter 1 said that Daniel received blessings from God.
什么恩典？
What kind of blessings?
第四节。
Verse 4.
年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问知识聪明、
Young man without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning.
用这个标准来选，所以但以理就被选到了一个。
And Daniel qualified with all these good things.
他有这样的条件。
He has this qualification.
所以预备要来服侍这个王。
So he is prepared to serve the king.
但是但以理遇到考验。
But Daniel went through trials.
在生活中遇到考验。
In his life, he has this trial.
所以第八节。
Verse 8.
这个王要给他们一些东西来吃。
And the king prepared the royal food for them.
这个王所吃的东西是拜过偶像的。
And the food that the king prepared have been offered to idol.
所以现在但以理就很难不吃得罪王。
And so Daniel now is in a dilemma. If he did not partake it, then he will offend the king.
吃得罪神。
But yet if he eat it, he will offend God.
虽然神看不到。
Even though he could not see God.
但是他知道他活在神的面前。
But he knows God is watching him.
所以到底吃还是不吃。
So should he take it or not?
这个就是圣洁的考验。
That's his trials in terms of holiness.
所以在当时的这个文化里面，
So in that culture,
他是拜偶像的。
They worship idols.
所以吃这个拜偶像的东西是很平常的。
And it's very common for them to eat food offered to idols.
但以理属于一个外族人，他是一个神的选民。
Daniel is the people of God. He's a foreigner.
那现在住在这个外族的文化，这个文化是很有力量的。
And he lives in this culture that is very powerful.
是很有影响力的。
It's very influential culture.
所以但以理来讲，这个很困难。
And to Daniel, this is his problem.
到底吃还是不吃？
Should he eat it or not?
结果但以理要保守自己圣洁。
So Daniel resolved not to defile himself.
他就不吃。
He refused to eat it.
结果他这样坚持下去。
And he persisted this way.
神给他的恩典没有减少。
God did not give him less blessings.
他吃得很简单。
He ate a very simple food.
但是他的相貌看起来比那些吃这些东西的人更好。
But his countenance actually looked better than all these people who ate this good food.
所以当一个人对神的圣洁有回应，你愿意牺牲代价啊，来有分别。
So if one responded to this holiness of God, and you are willing to set yourself apart to be holy,
那圣洁的神就跟我们同在。
Then this holy God will abide with you.
我们生活中就会有很多的体验。
In our life, we have many spiritual experiences.
如果但以理当时就吃。
If at that time Daniel took that food,
但以理书第一章就结束了。
Then Daniel chapter 1 would have finished.
可能没有但以理书可能换另外一个名字了。
Maybe they'll make the Bible book in other people's name.
因为他玷污了自己。
Because he had defiled himself.
玷污了自己，神就不跟他同在。
When he defiled himself, then God will no longer with him.
就没有但以理书了。
And then we wouldn't have this book of Daniel.
所以信仰生活本身是一种挑战。
And so our journey of faith is a challenge.
我们所面对的文化有很多很好的优点。
And the culture that we live in has a lot of benefits and good things.
但是我们所面对的文化有很多是很世俗的。
But yet a lot of it is also very secular.
在神面前这是罪。
In front of God, this is sin.
所以对我们来讲，这么有力量的文化，我们是要顺着走，还是要逆着走？
And so for us, we need to make decision whether or not we want to go along with this culture or against it.
如果顺着走，
if we go along with it,
我们就得罪了神。
Then we will offend God.
如果我们逆着走，
but if we go against this culture,
我们就很孤单，因为周围人就可能就离开我们。
Then we will be very lonely because people around us will not be with us.
所以我们要持守圣洁，要讨神喜欢，一定要下一个决心，我要付代价。
And that is to say that for us to strive to please God, to make ourselves holy, we need to pay this price.
但是我们付出代价以后，从神所得的远远超过我们所付出的代价。
But the blessings that we receive from God will really surpasses all this price that we have to pay.
所以我们现在这个文化里面呢，确实是太容易污染。
And in this culture that we're living, it's very easy for us to be defiled.
有一些是在外面的，你跟大家在一起的时候，你不做会被孤立。
And sometimes it comes from outward pressure. If you don't do something that everyone else is doing, then you're being an outcast.
但是有一些是在里面的，你做不做跟其他人没有关系啊。
And some of it is actually a challenge inwardly. Whether or not you do it or not has nothing to do with other people.
比方说我们现在整个这个文化，我们用很多时间在这个大众娱乐上面，大众传播的娱乐上面。
And in our culture today, we spend a lot of time in mass communication or mass entertainment.
那这个里面呢、这是跟但以理书第一章里面有很多时候会误会的。
And in it, a lot of it has really bad things that can defile us.
所以我们就发现，现在一代的青年要变成圣洁，真的是不简单。
And so we found out that it's very hard for youth nowadays to keep themselves holy.
因为你这个大众的娱乐这样一遍两遍，头脑洗了一百遍，就我们良心就死掉了。
Because through the mass media, they have been brainwashed, and it's really hard to keep themselves holy.
我们良心就死掉了。
And our conscience will be blinded.
那良心死掉，离罪就不远了。
When we no longer have conscience, then we are very close to sin.
所以我们现在这个世代里面不是不可能一定要有一个决心。
And so it's not impossible for us to be holy, but we need to make determination.
我在我的生活当中，不只是跟周围的人在互动，我是跟神，我是在回应神。
When I am living my life interacting with all these people, I am not only interacting with them, but I am interacting with God as well.
如果在周围的生活当中，我持守我的原则。
If I persist on my principles in my life,
那神会高兴，这是值得的。
Then God will be pleased with me, and that's worth it.
这个是。为什么要持守圣洁这么难？
And that is why it is hard for us to actually keep our holiness.
那另外一个例子，
Another example.
就是创世纪里面讲约瑟。
Is in the book of Genesis about Joseph.
我们如果设身处地想约瑟被卖这个是一个 很凄惨的遭遇。
And if we think about it, Joseph being sold by his brother is such a tragedy.
第一个他没有做错，被冤枉。
First, he did nothing wrong. He was falsely accused.
第二个。
The second.
他离开他所爱的家人，非常孤单。
He left his beloved family and he was alone.
在波提法的家。
He lived in Potiphar's house.
在那一种情况下。
And under that condition.
很孤单，然后被冤枉，心灵上很痛苦的环境之下。
Under the condition that he's alone and he's away from his family and he's going through sufferings.
现在他主人的太太来引诱他。
Now this master's wife came to seduce him.
可以说在那个环境里面呢，他的命运就掌管在他的主人。
And in that circumstance, his life is in his master's hand.
那他如果顺从他主人的太太，他就得罪了神，更大的主人。
If he go along with what the mistress had suggested, then he would offend God, which is the greater master.
但是他如果不顺从他主人太太的要求，
But if he did not go along with the mistress, what would happen to him?
他就得罪了他主人的太太。
Then he would offend this mistress.
这个可能他的境遇会更惨。
And that he will live a miserable life after.
所以这就是一种考验。
So that was a trial.
我愿意不愿意为着回应神，不计任何的代价来牺牲。
Am I willing to pay all price to respond to God?
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
我要跟神很好的关系，我一定要有一个原则。
For me to have a good relationship with God, I need to hold on to my principles.
结果真的大逆里坚守原则。
And Joseph was able to keep on his principle.
那坚守原则的下场就是他被下到监牢。
And the consequence for him holding on to his principle is he was put in prison.
但是如果我们再看远一点。
But if we were to look further.
这个坚守原则的好处。
What is the advantage of him keeping his principles?
就是他得到神的喜悦。
He was able to please God.
因此他在监牢里面一跳变成宰相。
And from the prison, he had turned into prime minister.
所以如果他在主人的家里面，波提法的家里面，没有坚守原则。
If he did not keep his principle in his master's Potiphar's house,
那创世纪的后面呢？四十章以后大概就改写了。
And then they will change the history of Genesis from chapter 40 onward.
当然，那个名字可能就不是约瑟。
Maybe it wouldn't record it Joseph anymore.
所以从圣经的这些例子，我们都知道。
And so from all these examples from the Bible, we know,
从古代到现在,
from the ancient time until now,
一个人要变成圣洁，要坚守原则，是要付代价的。
For one to become holy, to keep on to his principles, he need to pay the price.
但付代价以后，所从神得来的那个价值是更大的。
And after he was able to do this, then the blessings that he received from God is much greater.
那到底我们要怎么做才能够成为圣洁?
So what should we do so that we can become holy?
在新约时代。
In the New Testament time.
我们现在看约翰福音。
Let us turn to the book of John.
约翰福音。
Book of John.
17章。
John 17.
约翰福音17章。
John 17.
15节。
Verse 15.
请读。
John 17, verse 15. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. 16. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. 17. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. 19. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified.
这里主耶稣说，我不求你们叫他们离开世界。
And say, here Jesus' prayer is not for us to be taken out of the world.
所以我们的生活要活在这个世界里面。
So we still need to make a living and live in this world.
但是16节。
But, verse 16.
他们不属世界。
They are not of the world.
我们是不属这个世界的。
So we are not of the world.
因为这个世界是属魔鬼的。
Because this world is under dominion of Satan.
我们不是属魔鬼的。
We do not belong to Satan.
所以我们不属世界。
So we are not of the world.
正如主耶稣不属世界。
Just like the Lord Jesus Christ is not of the world.
那怎么办？
So what should we do?
这世界充满了罪，怎么办？
We live in this world that is full of sin.
17节。
70.
求你用真理使他们成圣。
Sanctify them by the truth.
你的道就是真理。
Your word is truth.
所以我们现在要成为圣洁啊，是可能的。
So it is possible for us to be holy.
但是有几条，几个事情一定要做。
But we must do these few things.
第一个，求神用真理使我们成圣。
First, to ask God to sanctify us through the truth.
就是说我们需要有神的话来充满我们内心。
That's to say we need to fill our hearts with God's words.
神的话会洗净人的心。
God's word will cleanse our heart.
因为神的话是洁净的。
Because God's word is holy.
所以有时候我们自己在家里面读圣经。
So if you are at home reading the Bible by yourself.
或者我们听了一篇让我们得到造就的讲道。
Or we listen to an edifying sermon.
甚至我们唱一首赞美诗。
Or even when we are singing a hymn.
因为每一首赞美诗都是一篇很完整的正道。
And each hymn is actually a complete sermon.
所以如果我们用心去唱，去想它的意思，你唱完诗之后觉得心里很洁净。
If you sing with your heart and you think about the words, then you'll feel that your heart has been cleansed.
所以圣经才说，青年人用什么洁净他的心呢？就是神的话。
So the Bible say, with what does a young man cleanse his heart? That is by the words of God.
所以与其用很多的时间在这个大众的娱乐上面，传播的娱乐上。
So instead of spending all this time in mass media,
我们可以用一部分的时间来追求神的话。
We can use a portion of our time to study the words of God.
这样我们的心呢就会洁净。
And if we do it that way, then we can cleanse our heart.
而且神的话是标准。
The words of God is the standard.
那个标准就是画在我们心里面。
And these standards will be written in our heart.
有一些是很清楚的。
Some of it are very clear.
好像你在开车的时候，那个中间有一个双黄线。
Just as when you're driving, you see the double yellow line.
这个双黄线你不能超过，超过去你就犯规了。
And you cannot cross this double yellow line, otherwise you are breaking the law.
所以有时候这个神的话，那个标准是很清楚的，你画在心里面，你不会跨过去，不会跨过去就圣洁了。
So the words of God is the same way. It is very clear that you cannot cross that line. If you cross that line, then you are no longer holy.
那你现在看现在人为什么没有办法圣洁？
And if we are looking at people nowadays, why is it it's hard for them to be holy?
心里没有什么标准。
Because they have no standards in their hearts.
我觉得什么好我就去做。
I do whatever I think is right.
所以用感觉来做标准的。
They use their feeling as standards.
没有一个不会改变的标准。
They do not have standards that is unchangeable.
所以就很难在这个社会里面这样判断很清楚。
So it's very hard for them to make decisions.
什么是对，什么错，判断不清楚。
They could not distinguish between right from wrong.
所以求你用真理使他们成圣。
So here Jesus says, sanctify them by the truth.
你的道就是真理。
Your word is truth.
所以我们常常在看到这些讲习会的神训班。
We look at all our seminars or our training sessions.
我们到了后半段的时候，你就发现很多人得圣灵，很多人很多的体验。
Towards the end, you'll see a lot of people have spiritual experiences and a lot of people will receive Holy Spirit.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个神的话进到他的内心他就有一个标准，然后神的话就洗净他的心，你祷告圣灵就降下来。
Because the words of God have entered into their heart and they have these standards in their heart. When they pray, the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
所以这是我们现在这个世代要成为圣洁一个非常重要的方法。
So this is one of the very important way for us today to become holy.
求真理使我们成圣。
To ask the holy, to what is truth to sanctify us.
你的道就是真理。
Because God's word is truth.
18节。
18.
叫他们也因为真理成圣。
For them, that they too may be truly sanctified.
第二个。
Second way.
我们需要有圣灵的帮助。
We need the help from the Holy Spirit.
我们来看以赛亚书第四章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 4.
以赛亚书的第四章。
Isaiah chapter 4.
第三节跟第四节。
Isaiah chapter 4, verse 3 and 4.Verse 3, those who are left in Zion, who remain in Jerusalem, will be called holy, all who are recorded among the living in Jerusalem. Verse 4, the Lord will wash away the filth of the women of Zion. He will cleanse the bloodstains from Jerusalem by a spirit of judgment and a spirit of fire.
这个地方说，西安女子的污秽要洗掉。
Says that here the Lord will wash away the filth of the women of Zion.
这个西安女子就是指我们教会的信徒。
The women of Zion refers to the believers in church.
那我们的污秽要怎么洗掉？
How can we wash away our filth?
第三节说，主以公义的灵跟焚烧的灵，
it says,
把这个污秽洗掉。
It says here the Lord will cleanse it by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of fire.
所以一个人要持守圣洁，跟圣灵的工作有关系。
So for us to keep our holiness, it has to do with the work of the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵是公义的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the spirit of judgment.
如果看英文哦， spirit of judgment， 又这个翻译不是公义啊，是一个审判的灵。
So Holy Spirit is the spirit of judgment.
这个什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是当圣灵充满在我们里面。
When the Holy Spirit fills our heart.
圣灵会为罪为义责备我们。
And the Holy Spirit will rebuke us according to our righteousness and or our sin.
所以一个人如果常常祷告被圣灵充满，他讲一句谎话，他没有悔改，他会睡不着觉。
And so for a person that are filled with the Holy Spirit, if he said a lie, he would not be able to sleep.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个圣灵是一种审判的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of judgment.
圣灵在里面审判我们。
The Holy Spirit will judge us.
那你撒谎，撒谎就是罪。
If you say a lie, that's sin.
神是真实的神。
God is a faithful God.
这个撒谎的人就跟神这个真实圣洁的本性不一样。
And one who lies is not in accordance with God, who is truthful, who is trustworthy.
所以那个里面那个良心呢，就不平安。
So in this person, his conscience will rebuke him.
那你要悔改，神把那个罪拿掉，那你就平安。但是这个圣灵就不会审判了。
This person needs to repent, and then Holy Spirit will cleanse his sin, and then he will live in peace.
所以我们现在这个世代要持守圣洁，要被圣灵充满。
And for us today to keep our holiness, we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
你会发现这个良心的审判很厉害。
And you feel that your conscience will greatly rebuke you.
你心里面的最深处。
And it can see through the deepest part of your heart.
你的良心都会有感觉。
And you will feel it.
所以有个信徒说，他祷告被圣灵充满的时候，他好像透明的人。
And a member once said that when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he became transparent.
罪在里面，他马上知道。
If he has a little sin in him, he will immediately know.
圣灵的审判。
That's the spirit of judgment.
所以我们在想到圣灵啊，我们有时候常常在想啊，这个是给我们神机骑士的。圣灵的能力给我们神迹奇事。
A lot of time when we think about Holy Spirit, we think about the Holy Spirit that gives signs and miracles.
但这个神迹奇事绝对不只是医病赶鬼。
And the signs and miracles is not limited to only casting out demons or healing sickness.
这个神迹就是帮助我们做圣洁的人。
And this signs and miracles includes helping us become a holy person.
因为圣灵在里面审判我。
The Holy Spirit inside us will judge us.
所以一个人如果有充满神的话，常常祷告被圣灵充满了，不容易犯罪。圣经叫做不会犯罪。
And if a person is filled with the words of God and filled with the Holy Spirit, it's not easy for him to sin. And according to the Bible, it's impossible for this person to sin.
因为这个犯罪有一个过程。
Because to sin, it is a process.
在雅各书说，私欲怀胎。
And in the book of James said that our desire will conceive.
它生出罪来，罪既长成就生出死来。
And our desire conceives sin, and since when it grows, mature, it will produce death.
所以这好像女人生孩子，这个有一段时间的，不是不小心犯罪的。
So it's just like giving birth, it has a progression, it's not just a matter of a moment.
那你如果圣灵一充满，
So if we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
除非我们消灭他的感动，把他弄死了，不然的话，你会很难过，你一定会对付这个罪。
And you feel that you'll be rebuked by the sin that you committed unless you have quenched this movement of this Holy Spirit.
这个叫做公义的灵，叫审判的灵。
Oh, that's the spirit of judgment.
然后在以赛亚书第四章说还有焚烧的灵。
Isaiah chapter 4 also mentioned a spirit of fire.
焚烧就是把我们里面的渣子都烧掉了。
And this fire will burn up all the filth.
所以有时候我们如果你有这个体验，当你被圣灵充满的时候，你会发现心里好清洁。
And a lot of us have this experience when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we feel very clean inside.
这是神在帮助我们，圣的灵在里面焚烧我。
There's God helping us. The Holy Spirit is burning away our sin.
不只是很清洁，觉得是很火热。
We not only feel that we are very clean, but we feel very, very fiery.
所以如果有神在帮助我们，再加上我们的决心。圣洁是可能的。
So it is possible for us to be holy if we have the help from God and we have determination to do so.
因此要讨神喜欢需要圣洁。
And to please God, we need to be holy.
我们先来看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第八节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
这里说清心的人有福了。那看英文 pure in heart, 就是心里面没有渣子，没有渣子就是没有罪，就是圣洁。
Pure in hearts mean we have no filth in our heart, that means that we are holy.
所以当一个人能够生活中靠神帮助达到没有罪的地步，他就要见到神。
So when one is able to achieve this stage when they have no sin in them, when they are completely holy, then they can see God.
他跟神之间就没有障碍，没有阻隔。
There will be no obstacle between them and God.
他的祷告就达到神面前。
Their prayer will reach God.
神要回应他的祷告。
God will answer their prayers.
所以生活中可以看到神很清楚的作为。
And in their life, you will see clearly how God has worked.
神要住在他的里面。
God will dwell in them.
所以他可以很清楚地感觉到神的同在。
And so they will clearly feel the abidance of God.
因此我们在生活当中的追求。
And so in our pursuit in life.
就是要追求没有罪，圣洁。
We need to pursue after holiness.
那这样呢，我们在生活中就能够得到神的喜悦。
Then in our life, we will be pleasing to God.
来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
第几首？